This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, hey, quick reminder, listen to Sports Radio 610 on the Odyssey app for an hour each day. That's your entry into our Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. If you win, you and three friends headed off to Circa in Vegas to hang out in their sports book, hang out in their stadium swim experience. This is all going to take place during the college basketball championship tournament. You're going to get an extra $20K in your pocket, $20K in Vegas for a few days. Sounds kind of fun. Just download the Odyssey app. Listen for an hour each day. You'll get your daily entry into the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. All right, mock draft injection time. And this is a name, this is a position that, well, I don't know with this particular player, because he might have a couple positions he could play.
Yeah.
But this is a name we've not seen yet, but I think it's a name that will excite at least a portion of our listening audience just based solely on where he went to school. So let's do this right now, Ben, with the 25th pick. Oh, I'm sorry. The mock drafter. Hang on, Ben. Don't fire it up again in a second here. The mock drafter we are looking at today is SI.com's Daniel Flick.
Daniel Flick?
Daniel Flick of SI.com. This is mock draft.
Jiminy Glick?
This is mock draft 6.0 for Daniel Flick. This guy wakes up in mock drafts, man. He's on mock draft version 6. It's February 20th. This guy was born to mock. Holy hell, 6 already.
I think Banks is going a lot higher.
Well,
than
hang 25th. On, I haven't announced a selection yet.
Okay,
I was doing
sorry.
My attribution first, Seth, yeah, from Daniel yeah. Flick. With the 25th pick, spoiler alert, 25th overall pick, the Houston Texans in the Daniel Flick SI.com mock draft select, yes, Kelvin Banks Jr., tackle. He lists Kelvin Banks Jr., Flick does, as offensive tackle / offensive guard. This is by far the lowest I've seen him go in any of the mock drafts. Is that where you were about to say?
Yeah. I could only find one where he went lower than 25, one or two where he went lower than 25. Mm-hmm. He goes to the Rams at 26 and one. He goes to the Chiefs at 31. Everybody else has them like 18 or higher, yeah. Most of them in the top half of the first round.
Yeah.
So I don't want to act like it's a moot point or anything, but at least in terms of the mock draft world, this would be a little bit of a steal. I haven't seen any reasons that he would fall. There's no character concerns,
right,
or anything like that.
Right.
I guess the biggest worry that I'd have is, all right, is he a tackle or is he a guard? And some of the things that people say about him is that he doesn't tend to handle power as well as he does, that he's very athletic, does a good job, needs some refinement, but he's, I guess, a little bit of a tweener when it comes to offensive linemen. But I don't want to overthink it. As of right now, it seems the scuttlebutt is that he's a guy that would go in the top half of the first round,
yes,
anyway, so it's a decision that we probably wouldn't have to make.
Here's what Flick says about him, and he echoes some of the things you just said. There are questions about whether Banks has the length to stick at tackle, but regardless, he'd be a strong fit in Houston. cites the sack numbers the Texans allowed last year, tied for third most in the NFL. Banks allowed only one sack, two hits, and seven hurries this season for the Longhorns. Now, they play in the SEC now, so that would be on brand for a lot of what Nick has done with his drafts the last couple of years. The Longhorns play an SEC schedule, so he saw a lot of high-level college edge rushers, at least, highlighting his quick feet, his strong upper half, enabling him to both block both finesse and power rushers. Banks may go much earlier than 25th, but his doubts arise about his future at tackle. His stock isn't where it once was. So it sounds like Flick has him slipping here because he's sliding potentially out of a position of value into a position that's generally less valued in the first round.
Yeah.
Tackle to guard.
Yeah. Right. But I think that, I don't know. People seem pretty damn impressed with him. I'm always curious with this about what do our Longhorns feel about this?
Oh,
sometimes
yeah.
You get a more skeptical and accurate assessment of prospects sometimes. Maybe not as much with offensive linemen, but with quarterbacks especially. Whenever a guy is supposedly rising on the draft board and he's a quarterback, and meanwhile, the fan base is like, what the hell are people seeing in this bum? I feel like, all right, I'm going to listen to the fans on this one.
Well,
they've watched this guy enough.
They watch this. I would submit this, that the average super fan of a college has probably watched more snaps of these guys than the average draft expert.
That's true. The super fans and then some of the guys that are watching it with an educated eye. You're right.
Yeah,
they've seen. In Lance's write-up on this, in Lance Zierlein's write-up, he has an AFC area scout who says this. This is intriguing. I might have to go back and watch a little bit of film on this one. I wrote him up as a guard for us. The game he had as a freshman against Will Anderson, ever heard of him?
Yeah.
Was maybe the best game of his career.
Okay.
Now I'm intrigued.
That's impressive.
I have to ask Will Anderson about him.
Yeah. Why did you get dominated by Kelvin Banks? That's how we'll phrase the question.
Did you think you could take it easy versus Kelvin Banks?
You know what?
Did you get a little cocky, Will Anderson, because you were playing a freshman?
Do you think it's even possible to anger Will Anderson in a media session? Like, I don't
In a
media session. Like, okay. I don't think I've ever seen him do a media session where he hasn't had a smile, either a smile on his face the whole time, or he looks like kind of downtrodden because they just lost the game. I don't think I've ever seen him angry or even irritated. Yeah.
We'll have to ask some of the pool reporters whether they've ever seen Will Anderson get agitated because Will's not at the podium that much.
Right.
So the guys that are like seeing him face to face, I think part of it is that as a writer, you might think you're the crustiest. Maybe you write for the New York Post or something. You could be the crustiest old dude in the world.
Yeah.
There's something about Will Anderson's aura that probably just takes it right out of you.
Yeah.
You can't even ask the nasty question.
Yeah, man.
So Will Anderson owned by Kelvin Banks.
Yes. Ben, put that in the big book of questions we need to ask Will Anderson.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So this was written by Daniel Flick, which made me immediately think of Jiminy Glick. And thank you to Ben for being very quick on getting this. Do you know who Jiminy Glick is?
I don't, actually.
Okay, Jiminy Glick was a character that Martin Short played, which was kind of like, it was like the Between Two Ferns before Zach Galifianakis was born.
Okay.
So he would do these interviews, where kind of satirical interviews. This is Jiminy Glick interviewing Jerry Seinfeld.
And one night we got together and watched your special. You kept like, why do people, I can't remember anything else, but it was the phrasing was very unique.
Right.
Some people would say, boy, he seems so kind of bland and there's a nothingness there, but I don't feel that. I feel that there's a wisdom to you. Just because the eyes are so dull doesn't mean that there's not a machinery of wheels clicking away. And then you see your show. There's the stout little boy who seems concerned, and then the frazzled one who's my personal favorite. And then the young girl from SNL.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Did you ever keep up with them?
Oh, sure. I talked to them all the time.
You went, oh, sure, and your voice went, oh, sure, yeah, like oh, it was sure. A lie. Let me get this straight. You used their talent, and you discarded them away.
That's the way it works.
Yeah.
I'd never seen that before.
Yeah, I didn't like Jiminy Glick at all when I was younger, but now that I'm an old man, I'm like, Jiminy Glick does it right. Yeah,
Jiminy Glick guy. That's funny.
Jiminy Glick, it's a lot like the Between Two Ferns.
Yeah.
The celebrity. Those are fun because they show up on social media and people don't know that it's a joke. and then it's just fun to read the comments. They've breathed new life into that format because it's just fun to watch all the people who take it dead serious.
That's Martin Short, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm most familiar with Ed Grimley. That's the character of his that I'm most acquainted with.
Was that an SNL character?
That was an SNL character like back in the 80s, though.
Yeah,
he was like a hyper nerd. Pants pulled
Oh, the super
up.
Creepy, like the pinhead
the
thing
pinhead,
going
yes.
and everything.
Yeah. Martin Short
and Steve Martin have like made an incredible resurgence.
Yeah.
They're all over the place these days.
Commercials.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
Well, they teamed up. They were doing like some tour a few years ago, a comedy tour.
Yep.
And it seemed to have kind of vaulted them back into the public eye.
It's good, man. It's good. Good to get the old guys some work, man.
Steve Martin is the picture I have, my motivational workout picture.
Should be. Yeah.
He's like 78 years old, and he's spry.
Did he do the
Schwarzenegger and put up Steve Martin.
Yeah. Did he do the monologue? I haven't watched SNL 50 yet. Did you watch it? The 50?
No, I didn't watch any of that.
Okay,
no.
I didn't either. Right? I think he did the monologue I thought I saw. He said something like, we've had 845 people, or some number, some huge number, be the host, you know, the guest host of Saturday Night Live, and only two murderers.
who was it?
I don't know.
OJ?
I'm guessing one had to be OJ, right?
OJ definitely hosted SNL.
Yeah, and I think
Did Aaron Hernandez?
No. I think Amy was guessing that he might have been referring to. Is it Alec Baldwin who had a gun incident at a
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I know
that. Dude, it's an edgy monologue.
I know, but Alec Baldwin is one of the guys that's hosted it a bunch of times.
Right.
Yeah.
It had to be one of them.
Mulaney is the one who actually had the murder line.
Okay.
So John Mulaney was the one that said, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought it was Steve Martin who had said that. Yeah. Either way. Has OJ ever hosted it? Did you Google OJ?
Yeah. OJ's one of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't. Alec Baldwin. There were four that could have been candidates, I guess. OJ Simpson, Robert Blake, Alec Baldwin, and Robert Wagner.
Okay.
So we don't know exactly who they were. Maybe that was, originally he was going to say four, but he's like, all right, listen. We still got a relationship with Baldwin.
Baldwin's
let's just
right
go
over
ahead
there.
And go,
I think Baldwin was on the show.
So we'll just say two.
Yeah.
And then we'll have plausible deniability.
We'll leave it up to
Baldwin.
The audience to pick which two. Yeah. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. Hey, let's give away some rodeo tickets amidst the maniacal cackle of Seth Payne.
That's awesome by Mulaney.
let's give away some rodeo tickets. Bun B's birthday bonanza, 713-572-4610. Caller number 5 wins a 4-pack of tickets. See Bun B's birthday Bonanza. It's March 7th. That's a Friday during the rodeo. Call now, 713-572-4610. Caller number five, you're on your way. Give us a call, 713-572-4610. We're going to do this every other hour all day long, whether you like it or not. I think people like it. People love Bun B. So Bun B's birthday bonanza, that's the giveaway. Phones are ringing. Caller number five. Good luck to everybody on this contest. Up next, hey, question I got to the Utopia Football Podcast mailbag. Where does D'Amico Ryans rank in the job security department among NFL Ooh. Head coaches? How Ooh. Frigid is the seat of D'Amico Ryans compared to some of his contemporaries? I thought it was an interesting question because it does beg the question, what would it take for any heat to be turned up on that seat? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.